Yet to decide on what to have this Christmas lunch? Well, here's a few suggestions. Cricket powder native gingerbread biscuits, bug Christmas cake, mealworm mince pies, and why not top it all off with refreshing margaritas with ant seasoning? If you're already starting to squirm and reckon all that sounds more suited to Halloween, which so far I believe it is, then hear my next guest out. Sky Blackburn is an entomologist and a food scientist. That's right, both the titles for Sky. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, intrigued, actually. So to become an entomologist in the first place, I imagine you were fascinated by insects, because how could you not be if you become an entomologist?
Definitely.
How did you become interested in their crossover, though, into food?
Well, it was completely by accident. So I first started my business while I was working as a food scientist, but more bugs for education, so teaching kids about how amazing bugs are for the environment and all the different kinds of habitats they live in and all the different characteristics. And we were looking for kind of a unique promotional item for a special expo that we were doing. And we'd just come back from Thailand and we'd seen edible insects in Thailand. So we thought, why not make some lollipops that have bugs on the inside? And they were that popular on the day, and then people just kept calling and asking for more. So we're like, oh, really? I think this is something that we really need to look at. And that was more than 10 years ago now. And since then, we've learned all about the sustainability of edible insects and just how delicious and versatile and nutritious they are as well.
Okay, that's a positive spin on an insect. I imagine lots of people would turn their nose up at this, but apart from, say, a Mexican restaurant where they might have roasted crickets on the menu, we actually already consume quite a bit of insect matter in our food and our coffee, right?
We do. Like, most people eat about a quarter of a kilo of bugs that you eat in foods every day. And that includes things like flour and orange juice and frozen vegetables, even fresh fruit and vegetables, obviously. And if you're vegetarian or vegan, those numbers are much higher as well. So we've all eaten bugs before, and we just really don't know it. We're just doing it deliberately.
So, okay, accidental bug eating is basically what you're saying we're doing. I want to avoid mentioning brands here because this is the ABC, and why would we do that? It's wrong and also against our guidelines. But if you're into your bodybuilding, you can actually get protein shakes in Australia where the key ingredient is crickets. How does the protein clout from a cricket compare to, say, I don't know, beef, chicken?
Well, crickets are actually about 70% protein, and it's all digestible protein. They've actually got a lot of fiber in there, so it's a prebiotic. And when we're talking about insects, they're more of a superfood. It's not just protein, because they've got heaps of calcium. So they've got four times as much calcium as milk, three times as much iron as spinach, three times as much omega-3 as salmon, and they've got plant-based and meat-based amino acids in them as well. So you're getting heaps of good stuff in a little package.
So, food and drink ideas, bugs over Christmas in dishes. Help me out here. What are some of your ideas?
A lot of people think that you have to eat a whole insect to be eating a bug and getting the benefits of eating a bug, but we've come a long way. And when we think of different kinds of food items, we kind of try and hide the insects on the inside. So you can have foods that you would eat at Christmas anyway, but just add some cricket protein powder in there, for instance, and you're getting that extra protein and all the extra nutrients. So one of the ones that I've been making for my kids, and they're loving it at the moment, are our native gingerbread cookies. I actually just replace about a third of the regular flour with the cricket protein powder, and you get the same result, except it's much better for you.
Okay, so could this actually be a great way of getting out of cooking for Christmas?
Well, you know what? If you don't tell people, they don't know. And most of the time, people wouldn't know. If you're adding a cricket protein powder into, if you're making a Christmas cake, I make one with Kakadu plum in there. And people really, really want to try it. And most people know what I'm cooking will have bugs in it, obviously. But if you're adding a little bit of the cricket protein powder, it's just making it a more sustainable alternative. And it's a really protein-rich alternative as well.
Who would have thought it? Hey, Sky, thanks for coming on.
That's okay.
Sky Blackburn is an entomologist and a food scientist. And yes, she's a believer that bugs can be basically consumed in anything, quite obviously. Imagine.